Freddie Alderson in Lagos in Portugal has been classifying galaxies on Galaxy Zoo, and he asks, why do galaxies come in such a broad range of colours?
Well, yes, this is an interesting observation. We all know that galaxies come in a range of shapes. Most of them are kind of ball-shaped, what we call elliptical galaxies. And then you've got the flat pancake ones, which are the spiral galaxies. But another feature is that galaxies come in a range of colours. And this is particularly evident when you look at some of the beautiful images from some of the large ground-based and space-based telescopes. So when you look at the visible light from a galaxy, it comes from the billions of stars that comprise that structure. And the colours depend on what those stars are and the types of stars and their colours. So if you see a blue region in a galaxy, that means there are lots of hot, young, blue stars there. And these are very massive stars. They have to burn very hot. They have to burn their fuel very fast. That gives them the blue colour, but it also means they don't actually live very long. And so if you see blue stars, they can only be young stars, recently created. You've got active star formation. Redder stars are much cooler, older stars. And so if you see a yellowy kind of red, golden colour of a galaxy, it means that there's no more active star formation. The population you're left with is more or less what's left behind when all the young blue stars have led their lives and exhausted themselves. So if you look at an elliptical galaxy, it's got the yellowy, reddish colours showing that there isn't much cold gas to form stars going on in it. And compare that to a spiral galaxy. You look in the bulge, so that's the central ball of stars in the spiral galaxy. That's got that yellow-reddish colour because it's comprised of older stars. But the spiral arms in the disk are this fantastic blue, and that's showing you where regions of active star formation are occurring. So by looking at the colours of a galaxy, you understand something about what's happening, where the star formation history within that galaxy. And, of course, there are other effects that can happen between us and the galaxy. What happens to the light once it's left those stars? And if there's a lot of dust in the galaxy, it can scatter the blue light and the galaxy appears redder, perhaps, than it would otherwise do. Or if there's dust along the line of sight to the galaxy. And, of course, there's always redshift. If you are observing galaxies way across the universe, their light will have been shifted to the red, and that will also affect the colours that we see in the visible images from telescopes.
Freddie is referring in particular to galaxies that he was looking at in Galaxy Zoo, which is a citizen science project where you get to classify different galaxies. Those pictures were taken in the visible range, so they are accurate colours. But of course, we need to be careful when talking about the colour of an astronomical photograph, because so many of them are in false colour or actually built up using not the colours that we would see with our eyes.
Oh, yes, you're entirely right. And if you really want to talk about the colour of a galaxy, you would have to include right down to the radio, up through microwaves and what it's doing, the ultraviolet and the X-ray. And all of those would tell you a different aspect of the galaxy. Remember, when you look at the visible colours, it's only telling you about the stars and what's going on. And there are plenty of other colours out there.
Thank you, Carolyn.